The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The FT.
Last week, I went out for a pizza with a man I hadn't seen for a while. The bill was low, and I picked it up. 2 days later, a small cream envelope arrived on my doormat. Inside was a folded piece of paper on which he had written a short note saying how much he had enjoyed the occasion. This letter, which arrived in the same post as 4 items of junk mail and a credit card statement, pleased me beyond reason. I was almost moved to snatch up my pen and write a thank you letter in return to thank him for his. Handwritten thank yous are so thoroughly effective as a way of making other people feel good. It's mad that no one writes them anymore. In the last year, I think I've only written one, and that was to thank my mother-in-law for the ham she always sends at Christmas. Had she owned a computer, I don't think I would have written any at all. In the office, the handwritten thank you is even more powerful and even more underused. Every time an employee makes a special effort, they are doing the equivalent of buying a pizza or giving a ham to their employer. But they don't expect thanks for it, which is just as well, as they don't generally get any. They do sometimes get a blanket thank you to everyone. Thanks to all our people for their unstinting dedication during 2010, etc., etc. But such broad and bland declarations of gratitude have no effect on morale at all. Very occasionally, bosses take it into their heads to spit out an individual thank you face to face, which is nice but wears off quickly, or send one by email, which is nicer as it lasts longer but is somewhat flat. One man who knows the power of the thank you note is Doug Conant, who has been running Campbell's Soup for a decade. In a recent blog for Harvard Business Review, he says that every day he spends time with an assistant combing the company for people deserving thanks and then writes them a letter. Over the past 10 years, he has fired off 30,000 of them, more than 10 each day. My first thought on reading this is that the man is a genius. My second thought was that he is an idiot to have revealed his secret and thus devalued his currency. Who wants to treasure a note of thanks when they know that there are 29,999 others in circulation? Yet as I read the many gushing comments posted online by his employees, I saw I was quite wrong. The handwritten thank you seems to be a currency that holds its value. Each letter, by definition, is written individually, so it doesn't matter how many others there are, and once received it can be kept in a drawer for rereading until it falls to pieces. The thank you letter is not only incredibly effective, it costs nothing and has no nasty side effects. It doesn't demotivate others, unless the recipients have the poor taste to frame their letters and stick them up above their desks. All in all, the ratio of effort in writing letters, very low, to the pleasure on receiving them, extraordinarily high, must make this the most remarkable motivational technique there is. Readers of the blog seem to agree. Doug, what an inspiring post! The positive energy in written notes is healing in the workplace. Positive, genuine feedback is uplifting to our human wholeness. Thanks for sharing, writes one. But if these notes are so uplifting to our human wholeness, why is Mr. Conant so unusual in writing any? There seem to be 3 reasons. First, chief executives think their own contribution is more valuable than that of others, and as no one ever writes them thank you letters, they don't write any themselves. Second, they aren't close enough to the business to know who deserves thanks. And third, they've forgotten the strange human truth that almost everyone would do almost anything in return for a simple pat on the back. On the rare occasion when they want to say thanks, they probably don't pick up a pen because they've forgotten how to hold one, or they think it's going to take too long. I've just put this last to the test. Admittedly, the start was slow as I had to rummage around in the stationery cupboard to get the right kit. But after that, there was no stopping me. I took the lid off the pen and wrote, "Lucy, what an inspired column. Great positive energy. Thanks for sharing." I put it in an envelope, wrote my name on the front. My handwriting is jagged from disuse, but still readable. Total time taken, 55 seconds.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.